Well, the girls' state volleyball championships got underway yesterday with the two larger schools holding their first round matches. In the eight matches yesterday, six of those were three-game sweeps. In Class 5A first-round play, top-ranked Cedar Falls, an easy winner over Urbandale in three straight. Second-rated West Des Moines Valley had to go the distance, though, to defeat Dowling Catholic 3-2. Linmar beat Cedar Rapids Jefferson in three straight, and third-ranked Ankeny defeated Dubuque-Hempstead 3-0. Also yesterday in Class 4A first-round action, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Bishop Heelan 3-1. Cedar Rapids Xavier swept three from Independence. Lewis Central a winner as they beat Waverly Shellrock 3-0, while Dubuque Wallert downed Pella in three straight. Now, the other three classes will have their first-round matches today at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids. In Class 3A first-round play this morning at 10 o'clock, Osage faces Tipton, while Waterloo Columbus Catholic plays Beckman Catholic. They play on two courts. Also at noon in 3A first-round action, Red Oak will face Sioux Center, and Kemper Catholic will also be in action at noon today as they will face Iowa Falls Alden in first-round play. In Class 2A action this afternoon at 2 o'clock, Dyke New Hartford faces Wapsie Valley, while Western Christian will play Iowa City Regina. The 4 o'clock matches include St. Albert facing Unity Christian and Sydney battling Grundy Center. Also in Class 1A play tonight at 6 o'clock, Janesville will play East Mills, while Lamar's Galen Catholic faces Tripola. In the 8 o'clock matches, Starmont plays Holy Trinity Catholic, and Springville will face North Tama. Winners advance into the semifinals. Atlantic senior Allie Anderson made her commitment official Tuesday afternoon, signing to continue her academic and softball career at Des Moines Area Community College in Boone. Anderson signed her official papers surrounded by her parents, DMAC assistant coach Darren Harris, Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman, and assistant coach Michelle Blake. Allie will head to DMAC next fall after finishing her final season as a Trojan next summer. Anderson said she just liked the school and the coaching staff, and that was what helped her make the decision to head to Boone. Bears assistant Darren Harris said Allie is exactly the type of player they look for at DMAC. Players that are leaders on and off the field, show coachability, and carry themselves in a proper manner. Anderson went 27-9 as the main starting pitcher for Atlantic this past season while compiling a 162 earned run average. Allie had 237 strikeouts, walking just 10 batters in the 2017 campaign. Anderson also was a key player in the batter's box for Atlantic with 62 hits, 58 RBIs, and 8 home runs last season, hitting .488. Anderson had a .538 on-base percentage and an .866 slugging percentage last season. Anderson has been a four-year starter already for Atlantic after stepping in during her eighth grade season. Anderson will join a Bears squad that's already had lots of success. They've been to the NJCAA Division II championships 5 out of the 6 years the program has played. They're coming off a 47-9 record last season with a 24-2 conference mark under head coach Bob Liguori. No change among the top four in the second college football playoff rankings of the season. Georgia still tops the rankings after improving to 9-0 last weekend. SEC rival Alabama stays at number 2 after winning their ninth straight since last year's loss in the CFP title game. Third-ranked Notre Dame and number 4 Clemson continue to hold down the last two spots for the semifinal berths. Oklahoma is 5th, followed by TCU, Miami, Wisconsin, Washington, and Auburn. The Hurricanes climbed 3 spots with last Saturday's win over Virginia Tech. Auburn could have a lot to say about the final playoff rankings as the Tigers take on Georgia and Alabama in 2 of their final 3 regular season games. In NFL news, the Chicago Bears have placed tight end Zach Miller on injured reserve as he recovers from surgery to save his left leg. Miller tore an artery while dislocating his knee during a loss to the Saints on October 29th. He likely faces additional surgery to repair ligament damage in that knee. The Patriots have placed linebacker and defensive captain Dante Hightower on injured reserve due to a right shoulder injury suffered against Atlanta October 22nd. A person familiar with the situation said last month that Hightower would need season-ending surgery on that shoulder. The Giants have reinstated cornerback Janoris Jenkins from suspension. Jenkins was suspended indefinitely last week after missing a workout on Monday and not informing coach Ben McAdoo that he would be absent. The Texans have signed free agent quarterback Josh Johnson and released Matt McGloin. That move comes a day after coach Bill O'Brien said they had discussed the possibility of adding Colin Kaepernick in the wake of a season-ending knee injury to rookie Deshaun Watson. The 49ers have inked defensive back Eton Exum Jr. to a one-year contract and placed offensive lineman Gary Gilliam on injured reserve with a knee injury. Exum played 27 games for Minnesota after being drafted in the 6th round in 2014. Former Colts defensive star and current assistant coach Robert Mathis was charged Tuesday with operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person. Police in the Indianapolis suburb of Carmel say the 36-year-old Mathis was arrested early October 24th after driving the wrong way on a one-way street and not signaling a turn. And in baseball news, former Philadelphia Phillies and Toronto Blue Jays all-star pitcher Roy Halladay died on Tuesday when his private plane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. He was just 40 years old. Pasco County Sheriff Chris Nocco said during a news conference that Halladay's Icon A5 went down around noon off the coast of Florida. The sheriff's office marine unit responded and discovered Halladay's body in shallow water near some mangroves. No survivors were found, although police said they couldn't confirm if there were additional passengers on the plane or say where it was headed. Halladay was 203 and 105 with a .338 earned run average on 12 major league seasons before retiring in 2013. The 8-time All-Star tossed a perfect game for the Phillies in 2010, 5 months before throwing a no-hitter in his first postseason appearance. He won Cy Young Awards with the 2003 Blue Jays and the 2010 Phillies. The 3-time 20-game winner led his league in both complete games and shutouts 3 straight seasons from 2008 to 2010. That's a check of sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.